Number two, are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that ass again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right. I mean, Guru's probably not at his car yet. But I do want to answer his question. And for those of you who maybe just turned the radio on, basically the concept that was being bandied about there was the idea of, for instance, is Nick Sirianni now ahead of Kyle Shanahan because one ring to zero?
Right.
Is Jalen Hurts ahead of Brock Purdy now because one ring to zero? I do want to answer the question, and actually it does a wonderful job. Thank you, Guru. Thank you, Steiny. Of setting up exactly what we wanted to start out talking about today. And I'm just going to tell you now, you're going to want to call.
I'm not going to call. I'm literally sitting right here. You want me to call?
You can call me, though. You have my number. We're attached on social media. Are we friends on LinkedIn? Are we connected on LinkedIn? Anyway.
It's funny because I've called you like twice in the 5 years we've been doing this.
Usually not years. Good.
Nope. Never good. You called me once, and I was like, oh. Right. And I was like, yeah, okay. And I called you back, and then it's like, I'm not going to call him anymore.
Yeah.
Stop calling me.
Exactly. I'll just see you tomorrow.
Yep.
Send me a text. Anyway, you're going to want to call. So 888-957-9570. I think we're going to get into this, though. So let me do this first so that we can then get into this, because there's a Warriors game tonight. Can I tell you really quick, parenthetically, how excited I am that Giannis is in town and we're not talking about him? I'm so excited about that. Oh, should they trade for Giannis? Oh, God. Are we doing that show for the 87th time and
maybe.
It's not happening?
I got the trade machine up if you want me to walk you through a couple of possibilities.
I'm so thrilled that he's here and everyone's like, yeah, whatever, dude. How many Antetokounmpos are in the Bay Area tonight? And the Warriors aren't getting any of them, so whatever.
Thanasis.
Dub Nation, let's get engaged. Because there's a game tonight. We do it before every game, as you know, if you listen to this show at all. You vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page. It's brought to you by Shane Co., your friend and jeweler, where you'll find the Bay Area's best selection of unique engagement rings and their unmatched free lifetime warranty. Visit ShaneCo.com today. So again, go to the Twitter page for 95.7 The Game and put in your vote. This is kind of a one-off little fun one. Other than Jonathan Kuminga, so like put him aside because we all know all roads lead to JK. But outside of him, who's been, in your mind, the most interesting Warrior player and situation this season? The three names that we threw out, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, Brandon Poughkeepsie Kid,
mm-hmm.
Or the always popular other.
Yeah.
The field.
Exactly.
Okay. So Draymond, Jimmy, Brandon, or someone else. And by the way, if it is someone else, if you vote for other, drop a comment in there and say who. Who is your other? Is it Batman? Is it?
I save the day.
Yeah. Is it Moses Moody?
Nope.
Is it going? Is it that mother jumper?
No. Keep
Pat
going.
Spencer?
Keep going, because I'm team other.
Is it Gee for three?
No.
Steph Curry?
Who do I love?
John Bloom?
Other than John Bloom, I love Will Richard.
Oh, Will Richard.
For me, it's Will Richard.
Okay.
With a Quentin Post in the two hole.
Okay. What's up, Bay Area? It's Will Richard.
What up? What up, baby Gator?
Yeah, Will.
All right. So vote on Twitter. We'll share the results at the end of the show. Yada, yada, yada. Warriors live 6 o'clock. Yay.
It's a must win.
Clearly. I don't want to be 500. So Bucky Brooks is going to join us at 3:15. Our good friend Jason Dumas is going to join us at 4:15.
He's an alum.
And now he works in Philly. The traitor. He's going to join us later today, and we'll yell about the Eagles and the Niners. So here's my answer to what Guru threw out there.
Okay.
Now, here's what I was going to say to him before Steiny put the bag on his shoulder and ran out the damn room, which is fine.
He did an extra 40 minutes. I mean, that was gutsy.
He did. No shade today. But I was going to say to Guru, because our station's doing pretty well right now, right? Like, everybody's right. We see the numbers. Thank you all for listening. And their show's really, really right. They're doing great. So if I had said to Guru, like, you guys are here, and I want to give love to Evan Giddings too, almost every day.
Yep.
Right? You guys are here every day, and an audience gets built based on what you all are doing and we all are doing every day. Would you like it, Guru, or Dibs, or Steiny, or any of the Joes? Would you like it if I said, great, thank you for arriving at today. I am now going to reserve all of my judgment of you for today. Today is going to be your resume. It's wonderful that you've done all the things to get you here.
Yeah.
It's wonderful that you do. How many weekdays are there per year? And then there's vacation and blah,
260.
Blah, blah. Okay, so with vacation, what are we? We're probably in here almost 250 days a year, 240 days a year.
Yeah, something like that,
okay?
Yeah.
You know, 240 shows out of the year. Great, great. I bet all of them were just hunky-dory.
Well, one show would be the best, and one show would be the 260th best.
No doubt. But today, that's the show that I'm going to decide defines you. Well, how would you feel about that?
I would feel like that's the reality of what we do, because right now there are between one and I don't even know how many people who have never listened to this station before and never heard our show before. And right now they're doing that very thing.
Okay.
So you might be Joe in Livermore. You might be Bill in Benicia. You could be Victor in Vallejo. You could be Nate in Novato. And I could go on and on, but I won't, because you get the bit. Out there are people who are listening for the first time, and they're deciding within 20 seconds whether or not they like my raspy, high-pitched voice or your quite soothing, deep monotone.
In at the tide.
Exactly.
Anyway.
So to that point, it's a little bit different. I get where you're going, but you know, in our business, it's a little bit different. And it's kind of like when you go to a restaurant for the first time.
No doubt.
And it's like, oh my God, 4.5 stars on Yelp. This place is awesome.
Well, but when
you go there, bad service, undercooked food, overpriced, whatever.
But you're talking about first impressions. You're not wrong, but you're talking about first impressions. I guarantee you've been told at times in your career, you know, I wasn't too sold on you at first, but it grew on me. And now, boy, I'm a big Dibbers fan. Like, I guarantee you've been told that, right?
I was also told, like, you're not growing on me. Why don't you stop
talking?
Why don't
you leave?
It was a tryout at another station in this market.
Exactly.
And the PD halfway through the show said, why don't you lay out a little bit? We want to hear from the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you brought me in here to, like, you know, be funny. And I'm pretty funny. No.
You're a funny
Willard
guy.
Dibbs, can you lay out for a second?
No, you just had 4 hours. Hey, listen.
2 years later, he got fired and I got hired.
Look,
so there you.
You
have it.
See, there you have it.
Yep.
Scoreboard. And that's my point. Your actual resume is built over time. It's not built just because, okay, Brock gets to a Super Bowl. He loses in overtime. Jalen gets to a Super Bowl. His defense sacks Patrick Mahomes 11 times. He wins. And I'm not here to say Jalen Hurts is not a really good player. He has, in fact, both of his Super Bowls. The one that he lost, he played phenomenal.
Yep.
There was a fumble. I realize that. But he has played really well in said Super Bowls. But I'm going to do that? Like, I'm going to now tell you, I think it's actually a laughable idea that Nick Sirianni is a better coach than Kyle Shanahan. I don't think there's a team in the NFL, if given the option to have either coach, would pick Nick. Not even his own team. I literally think that. Am I crazy? Maybe. I don't know. But the bottom line is, I think the NFL will tell you that Kyle Shanahan is a more attractive coach than Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni has a ring. Kyle doesn't. Okay. That's a big thing. It's not all things. So that's how I would answer that question. And no, I would not take Nick over Kyle, and no, I would not take Jalen over Brock. And in fact, Mark Grandy, he's going to say he had a bad start today, and he didn't. He didn't, because his start actually started about 9 o'clock this morning when he put out what I thought was a damn interesting question. How many, and this is where you're going to want to call.
Okay.
How many quarterbacks in the NFC would you have more confidence in than Brock if they were the Niners starting quarterback Sunday? Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
Matt Stafford. Jordan Love, Caleb Williams, Bryce Young, Sam Darnold. In other words, whittle it down to how many of these would you take over Brock if you could?
The answer is one.
Your answer is one.
It's also kind of a nuanced thing because every quarterback, every coach, every system is different. And so Jalen Hurts in Philly, what they do with, you know, having the tush push and him being able to run and using their receivers, their tight end. And Nick Sirianni doesn't call plays on either side of the ball, so he's not really a good comp, I think, to Kyle Shanahan. But if you looked at Matthew Stafford, yeah, I would take him over Brock. He can throw it better than Brock. He doesn't move as well as Brock. He's done more than Brock has. He's got more experience. I think he sees the field as well as Brock. And so, yeah, that's the one. Jordan Love is interesting, but I don't think that we've yet seen enough of him at the highest level for me to go, yeah, it's Jordan Love. And, you know, Jalen Hurts, that's the interesting one where he's done more in terms of games won, big games won, etc. But his success, I think, is more of a byproduct of what they do. I don't know if he would thrive in this system.
I don't either. I don't either. I think Brock Purdy's a better player than Jalen Hurts. That's what I think. As far as the what I value in quarterbacking, I agree with what you just said. Jalen Hurts is a very good player. Jalen moves pretty well. Brock moves pretty well. Yep. They do a completely different thing. And I know that, you know, so now we're dipping our toe in the water of the, like, product of the system and fit and all that stuff. But it's hard to look at this through the lens of what would they do if given the similar surroundings. You know, Matt Stafford scored 37 against the Seahawks in Seattle just a few weeks ago. Matt Stafford had wonderful blocking in that game. Wonderful blocking.
Right.
Brock Purdy, 1-1 against Seattle this year, but the most recent one, that offense goes nowhere. It only scores 3 points. Brock Purdy did not have good blocking. So here's where, and yes, card-carrying president of Brockistan.
That's right.
My number is not one. My number's none.
It's zero.
That's not me telling you that Brock is a better quarterback than Matt Stafford. Because that, for me, that's not the metric. I don't even know exactly what that means okay, that person's better than that person. For what the 49ers do, you're going to need time. If you're Matt Stafford or if you're Brock Purdy. By the way, if you don't have time, if you are like without Trent Williams, if you are against a really good pass rush in the Eagles, who's better, Matt Stafford or Brock Purdy? I'd actually take the one with the better mobility. And there's thousands of metrics we could use. Would this interest you? How about this? Last four times that Brock Purdy and Matt Stafford have been matched up head-to-head against one another. Stafford's passer rating is 108. Brock's is 120. Stafford's completion percentage is 63.7. Brock's is 69.8. How about touchdown to interception ratio? Stafford's is really good. It's 10-3. Brock's is 15-2. And Matt Stafford's record is 2-2, while Brock's is 4-0. That's, and again, is that the end all be all? No, but if you give Brock Purdy time, as we saw against the Colts and against the Bears and against lesser pass rushers, you're not going to be wanting for anything. He has been elite when given what the best offensive lines in the NFL do. He delivers the damn ball.
He does.
And moves well.
And Stafford does the same thing.
Absolutely.
And, you know, he throws it a lot quicker than Brock Purdy does. Purdy will hold it, and he'll try to make plays where Stafford usually doesn't do that. He'll, if nothing's there, he'll throw it away or he'll check it down. So, yeah, we can debate whether or not Stafford is better than Purdy. And the head-to-head record, like we talked about yesterday, quarterback record is mostly hooey. So when Stafford goes up against a Niner defense that's really good, or Purdy goes up against the Ram defense, however good they are. And, you know, this year, Mac Jones actually beat the Rams, quote-unquote. Mac Jones gets a win against the Rams, but the defense made two gigantic plays.
Correct.
So Mac gets the win. So we could talk quarterback wins until the cows come home. I know this. I look at the year that these guys had, and I look at Matthew Stafford, and he'll either win the MVP or he'll be second, however that's going to go. And, you know, Brock Purdy won't be in the top five, and part of that is because he missed half the year.
No doubt.
But, you know, Stafford had an amazing year, and his team is, you know, more likely to go out and win this weekend than the Niners are. And so, yeah, if you had Stafford going to Philly and Purdy taking on Carolina, I think each team has an equal chance of winning that game.
I agree. And then I can bat right back and go, did you know? I mean, Brock Purdy has a better winning percentage this year. Brock Purdy has a better quarterback rating this year than the guy who might win MVP. I actually think he will win MVP. I have no holes to poke in Matthew Stafford. I don't really have an argument with your answer. I think it's a fair one. It's the only answer I wouldn't have an argument with though. How about that?
That's fair.
I mean, you could argue
Jalen Hurts, but when we get into this conversation, this is where it loses me, in part because every quarterback and every system is different. And Sam Darnold up in Seattle, for example, like what he did against the Niners in that win last Saturday, he didn't light it up because he didn't have to.
He didn't have
to. They could run it, and they went to JSN a few times, and they went to Barner, and they found their way to just win the game. And so Stafford in L.A., when you've got Devontae and you've got Puka and you've got a variety of other tight ends and you got a two-headed monster at running back, like, they have an offense that hums in part because he led the league in yards.
The other answer to the question, and we're going to go to the calls in just a sec. So how many other NFC quarterbacks would you basically want this weekend instead of Brock, if any? 888-957-9570. To whittle the conversation back down to the beginning, though, and kind of what Guru asked us, like, we even mentioned this yesterday. Obviously, the Super Bowl and championships, obviously they matter. I'm never going to look at sports and say that is the only metric, though.
Of course not.
I cannot. But you say, of course not, but for so many people, it is.
Who's the better quarterback, Brad Johnson or Dan Marino?
Hello.
Who's the better quarterback, Trent Dilfer or Jim Kelly?
But you know what I'm talking about.
I do. Who is the better NBA player, Kevin Durant or Patrick McCaw? Because McCaw has three. KD's got two.
Kevin's got two, yeah.
And, I mean, if you look at Robert Horry, who's got six, I think.
I think it's seven,
might
actually.
Might be seven.
I don't even know.
So would you put him up there with, like...
Is he better than Charles Barkley?
I mean, I would say yes,
no,
just because I don't like Charles Barkley very much.
Robert Horry won seven.
Yeah.
So you can cherry pick off the Boston teams that won like 10 and some of those guys you've never heard of. And, they're better than Michael Jordan, who only got the six.
Sirianni has proven me wrong about some things with him, no doubt. But to me, I don't even blink before I answer that question of who you'd want, but Sirianni versus Shanahan. And I think it's a very flimsy argument to simply say, well, Sirianni won. Sirianni won a Super Bowl. They both went to two Super Bowls. One of them went 1-1. The other one went 0-2. So done. Like, you're going to whittle the whole thing down, if I wanted to say it this way, to one overtime result 3 years ago between the Niners and the Chiefs? You're going to whittle it down to one? I'm sorry, 2 years ago?
I mean, you could look at that and say, well, I mean, Shanahan didn't really have command of the overtime rules and stuff.
And you can criticize him for that.
And I honestly look at these two coaches, and I can't wait to ask Jason Dumas this when he joins us at 4:15. Like, what does Sirianni do? Because he's not the OC, and he's not the DC. And it's not to say that he doesn't do anything.
Yeah, he's the HC.
Right. And, you know, Kyle's the HC, and he's the OC. So you actually know tangibly what he does and stuff. He calls the plays, and he also runs the room. So I'm interested to see what Jason will say about, like, Sirianni. Like, what does he do? What's he really good at? Is he a motivator? Does he coach the coaches? Does he play design on offense or defense? Like, what do you do, Nick?
It'll be an interesting answer. No doubt. 888-957-9570. Chris, you'll lead us off. We'll go to the phones in a second. Here we go. Okay, Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. I appreciate you, 925. Thank you so much for listening and for patronizing me and with your sarcastic text. Results matter, buddy.
Ooh, I like a buddy.
Hey, buddy, which ones don't? That's my question.
I also like chief and champ.
Like, so many are like, this is the way it works. You get evaluated every day. That's not what you're saying. You're saying you get evaluated one time. One time. All the other results of everyday success don't matter. You want to come back and beat the Packers in the divisional round? Doesn't matter. You want to rally from 17 down against the Lions in the NFC title game when the whole world tells you you never come from behind? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You want to go to overtime against the Chiefs? Okay, great. Now, that one drive, that matters.
Yep.
And that's how we're going to decide who you are.
If you can't win the big one, then that is a part of your resume.
Well,
get me started on a 28-3 lead that he blew.
He's also not even, is he even 50 yet? He's not even 50 years
Channy?
Old yet.
No, yeah. No chance.
Okay. So, like, the resume is not over yet. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Boy, we'd really love to hear from you. 888-957-9570. And we can focus in on the quarterback thing. How many NFC quarterbacks would you take over Brock? You want to do Sirianni, Shanahan? That's all in the play box as well. Let's ride. It's Willard and Dibbs.